Our study of Leviticus. We are at the end of chapter 12 with our study, and we have been reading about the laws concerning childbirth, circumcision, and the sin offering and burnt offering that were to be sacrificed at the end of the purification period. And so let's just take a look at this last verse in chapter 12, verse 8. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for the burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean.
This shows you the mercy of God, taking in consideration that there are people at different levels of income, and you don't get written off if you can't bring this particular offering. So he makes a provision for the poor people. It just gives it to me, the message that this is conveying is the mercy of God, mm-hmm. and God is making provision to where anyone can be cleansed. You follow me? Anyone. But you have to cooperate and do it his way. Okay?
And it also points out the fact that you have to be cleansed.
Yeah.
A person has to be cleansed. And we're really going to see this when we read these next couple chapters dealing with leprosy. And we've talked since we started our discussion and our learning in Leviticus about how all of this points to something else. This is a type that's pointing to the real. And what our job is to glean the principle. And so I see here, we know that God ordains childbirth. He told, his word clearly tells us to be fruitful and multiply. But then along with that, right in the law, he says, now after you give birth, there needs to be a period of separation. If you have a girl, let's double that. And then you need to go through a cleansing process. And so to me, this is pointing to the spirit man. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't understand all this, but I know it's in here for a reason. And so I pray as we continue looking at Leviticus that the Spirit of God is going to reveal some things to us. And I'm to be fair with you, I'm really excited about what we're going to learn about with leprosy. As crazy as that might sound to some of you, I believe the Lord's going to reveal some things to us. Do we understand everything? No. How could we? We've talked about the cedar wood, the scarlet, and the hyssop many, many times today. And quite frankly, a lot of it's just speculation. But there are principles in here for us to glean. And what I see with these laws concerning childbirth is that you must be cleansed. All of us have to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. If we are not cleansed by Jesus, we're left to ourselves. The Lord is not going to inhabit a temple that is not clean.
Something is extremely important to understand is obviously Jesus has not redeemed humanity.
Right.
And so there's no provision for the inward man. Mm-hmm. At this particular time. And so everything is dealing with the external man. All these offerings, all these laws, everything has to do with the external man. And we're going to see, as we get into this, some things are superficial and some things are deeper. There are things that touch a person's life that's superficial. But even at that, they have to be examined. And it's not man who determines the right, the wrong, the clean, the unclean. But it's God. And what I want you to pay particular attention to is all these things, the examinations, everything that we're going to look at, determining clean, unclean, all this. The person or persons whom God has appointed are not physicians. They're not businessmen. They're not politicians. They're God's representatives as the priest. God deals directly with them, and then they deal with the people, and their decision is final because God has told them what's clean and unclean. And so it's really them acting in behalf of God determining these things. Important to keep that in mind. Now, all this points to Jesus ultimately. And you have to understand that he didn't come to destroy the law, but what did he come to do? To fulfill the law. And so where the law is talking about this clean, unclean, all this, Jesus has come to fulfill this part of the law. And so these things, even though we don't understand all these things that are laid out, we do understand that Jesus is fulfilling them. It's like Heather mentioned earlier, she came to me today and said, I want to ask you a question. And I said, okay. And then, do you understand the hyssop, the scarlet, the cedar wood? And it didn't take me long to say no. You understand? I don't understand all those things. And I told her, I said, I can speculate. And we looked at some things, you know, on the internet. And it's just speculation with what people are saying. But here's what I do know. Is pointing to Jesus, and that was just a shadow. Jesus is the substance that took care of the problem, okay? But the problem is not taken care of until Jesus is received and embraced and the Word of God followed, okay? Now that's a preface.
Yeah, that's good. There's a lot rolling around on the inside of me about all this, and it's really exciting because I feel like the Lord's been revealing some things to me little by little. And I told Pete this afternoon, the Lord had told me something, and it was just so simple. But I'm reminded, and I hope this is an encouragement to you, in that you might sit under teaching and hear something time and time and time again, and your head may know it, but until you hear it inside of your heart, it does not become alive on the inside of you. And so I have, over the last period of time, several weeks now, really been pondering on this notion of being cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And there's nothing that I could do of my own accord to be cleansed. I hear it too. There's nothing that I could do of my own accord to be righteous, to be in right standing with God. I have to rely on Jesus, and so do you. And so we're going to be reading about a lot of procedures that deal with the outward man, the physical body of man. But that's because, and Pete just said it, at this time, at best, man could make atonement for sins or trespasses. Jesus hadn't come on the scene yet in the form of a physical body to have died for sin, to take on the sin of humanity. And so all throughout this law, these laws, the sin nature problem was not yet dealt with. And so we're going to be reading about leprosy, and especially when we get to this 14th chapter and dealing with the procedures concerning cleansing. You know, to be cleansed from leprosy, even if you were deemed and determined to be clean, you had to make a sin offering, you had to make a trespass offering. That is part of the cleansing procedure. And I asked the Lord, it kind of sounds like their acts was the cause of some of the leprosy. You know, have you ever heard somebody say, well, you're sick, you must be sinning. What did you do wrong to bring on that illness? Something must have happened. Well, I was reminded real quick about Job. You remember Job? Have you considered my servant Job? Who brought on Job's illness? Satan. Satan brought on those boils. Satan was the one that killed his family. Satan was the one that took all of his livestock and all of his riches. Satan did it. And so I just remind you, and I remind myself before we start reading this 13th chapter of Leviticus, is there was an enemy that was on the scene. Even during this time, there was an enemy. He was there right from the beginning in the garden, wasn't he? And so before we start falling into the thinking, like I almost fell prey to this afternoon, about thinking, wow, these people must have done something to get this leprosy. Let's remember, there's been an enemy. But the Lord is so merciful. You know, you remember what he told Moses. He said, I'm merciful. The Lord God, your God, he's merciful. He's gracious. He's long-suffering. He's abounding in goodness and truth. He's so merciful and gracious and so patient and loves us so much that he had this law put in place to protect people. So when I read this 13th and 14th chapter of Leviticus, I'm looking at it through the eyes of protection. I'm looking at through the eyes of this is pointing to Jesus. This is pointing to someone that's going to come on the scene and that's going to offer a cleansing like you can't imagine, who will cleanse you from the inside out. You're working with the outside, trying to get the inside clean, and that's not how I do it. I start on the inside. But God is so merciful. So, this 13th chapter records the laws concerning a leper and a leprous garment. Of all things, a garment. The Lord is so detail-oriented. That's another thing before we start reading. As many times as I've read this, I am absolutely amazed at the detail of the Lord. To where he's going to talk about a bump on the skin. Now, is that bump, is it raised? Does it have a black hair? Or is it white? Is it oozing? Is it just a bright spot? What are we dealing with here? But he is so detail-oriented. How many times have you thought to yourself, the Lord, this is not important to him. This is just a little detail that's bugging me or important to me. He's got too many other things to worry about. Well, this is the same God that is so detail-oriented and knows every little thing about our bodies, that he makes laws concerning issues that deal with our flesh under this old covenant here. Now, I thank the Lord that we're not under this old covenant. I thank the Lord that Jesus has taken care of this. But you know, I see a God that cares about us. I see a Lord that cares about every single detail of me, of my body, of your body, of His creation. And that's a positive thing to me.
You know, generally speaking, people think of leprosy as a skin disease, which obviously there is a skin disease. But what I want you to see is it's more than that. Leprosy is like it's like a corporate name, okay? Many things can fall under that because he talks about leprosy in a garment.
Mm-hmm.
Or leprosy in a house. Now, more than likely, he's dealing with mildew or mold or something of this nature. And so don't just limit leprosy to a skin disease, okay? That's included, but it's not limited to. Here's the bottom line. A leper is unclean. That's the bottom line. But one can be cleansed. Okay?
That's good. We're going to be doing a whole lot of reading tonight, so y'all follow along with us, please. Chapter 13, verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh arising a scab or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest.
Now, here again, we mentioned this earlier, but that person is taken to the priest, not to a physician, because they can't determine what's clean and unclean. You follow it? Man can't determine. It has to be God. The priests are just representatives of God. So it's God making the determination through the one he's appointed. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight is deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean.
Now, there's something I want you to look at as we go through this. Is there's superficial things and there's deeper things. Something that was just superficial on the skin, for instance, then the priest looks at that and he said, that's a superficial thing, you're not unclean. But if it looked deeper, then it was declared to be leprous. Now to me, what I'm personally seeing in this is it's not what people say is clean and unclean. How deep is that going? Is it something superficial, or is it something that is coming out of the heart of man? Is it something that's going deep? You look at that, is it deep? You know, you deal with people, and people can be very superficial and put up facades. And this is why we have to listen to the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God will look beyond the surface. How deep is that? Then, the deeper it goes, the worse shape you're in. You understand? And then there's other things that we'll look at too. You know, there's different areas that leprosy could be in a person's body. But I want you to understand the difference between superficial and deep as you go through this. And then when he starts talking about the head, I believe there's some significance there as well.
You know, Jesus, you'll remember, and we read this when we looked at our study of Jesus, about how he told the lepers, now go show yourself to the priest. So he was fully aware of this law. And I told Pete that something that came to me this afternoon was the person who had leprosy, they had to go show themselves, right? They had to come clean, so to speak, before the priest. Y'all, we have to come clean before Jesus if we want to be cleansed ourselves. I've done it myself. I'm probably not the only one that hasn't truly come clean with the Lord about some things. It takes me a little while to get there sometimes before I just lay it all out there, before I expose myself. Here's all of me, and he knows all of me anyway. But you think about this leprous person. It didn't say you just go show yourself to the priest if it's just on a part of your hand that's visible or your arm. Anywhere on your body, you had to be willing to come. You had to go to the priest to show yourself. If you wanted any hope of cleansing, y'all, we have to be willing to come clean before the Lord and allow Him to cleanse us.
Well, I'm going to show you something here, going back to the superficial and the deep. Jesus was accused, He and His disciples, of being unclean because they did not ceremonially wash their hands. Yeah. In other words, by the religious tradition, they were viewed as unclean. It's something superficial, and what did Jesus say? It's not the outside. And then later on, he talks to them about how they'll wash the outside, but they don't deal with the inside. Looking at superficial things, not at the deep things. Okay? And so we have to understand this and realize that it's not what people say, it's what God says. Not what people declare, but what God declares. You follow me? Man can say, well, you know, they're clean, they're a good man, boy, they've got to be in heaven right now rejoicing. But what does God say? A lot of people, you know, have been preached into heaven, so to speak. Matter of fact, a friend of mine who's with a funeral home, I'll just leave it that way, he said they'd never lost a one. Every one of them went to heaven. It was their funerals, it was preached. You understand? Well, you can't look at the surface. God does not look at the surface. He's looking at the heart. Have you ever noticed that in the scriptures? God looks at the heart. Mm-hmm. God deals with the heart. So you can't fool Him. You're just fooling yourself, thinking you're fooling God. And you won't fool people who are following the Spirit of God, that are sensitive to the Spirit of God. They'll know by the Spirit. They'll know you lie. Whether they tell you that or not, don't know it on the inside. Mm-hmm. You with me? So going back to deep versus superficial, Jesus was accused, but when examined, there was no fault in Him. Okay?
That's good. Verse 4. If the bright spot is white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight is not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof is not turned white, then the priest shall shut him up, him that has the plague, 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight is at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague is somewhat dark, and if the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread more abroad in the skin, after that he has been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest sees that, behold, the scab spreads in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy.
Now notice, this wasn't done haphazardly.
Right.
Oh, that looks okay. No. He examines. Well, that doesn't appear to be leprosy, but let's make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure you're not unclean. So he's quarantined for those 7 days. Then he's examined again. And if there's no spreading or there's no sign, then he's clean. Do you follow me? But if after being quarantined he sees, no, this thing is spreading or this thing is deeper, then he's pronounced unclean. We don't get by with anything. We may think we do. You with me? And you can't judge another person. I mean, you can, but you can't accurately. It has to be by the Spirit. That's why the religious people were judging Jesus and missing it. And Jesus said, search the Scriptures. In them, you think you have life. But they're talking about me. And so you're rejecting the one they're talking about, so you don't have life. You follow all this? And so just bear in mind there is an examination. God knows our hearts. And this is all about clean and unclean in the sight of God. That's what this is all about. That's why if they were unclean, they were removed from the camp. And I don't think we have the full magnitude of what that means. Get out of the city. You're causing the city to be unclean. You're causing the camp to be unclean. And so they were to be removed so the populace would not be unclean. You with me? Boy, we need a purging today, don't we?
Mm. That's good.
Cut the population dramatically in a city, wouldn't it? Yeah.
The other thing I see in this before we move on, which I'm so grateful for, is how merciful God is. You know, the priest took a look at the man, and then, okay, we're going 7 more days, we're going to look at you again, rather than just writing them off first go around. Nope, you're unclean, that's it, out. Not taking another look at you. Deemed unclean, like scarlet letter. Stamping you, that's it. Don't come back. Don't pass go, just... You think about how merciful God is to say, yeah, we'll look at you. Let me give you 7 days here, we'll look at you. He does that now with us, doesn't he? When we miss the mark, all we have to do is just go to the Lord. And he'll cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Verse 9. When the plague of leprosy in a man is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising is white in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean.
Well, here again, this interests me. Mm-hmm. He talks about raw flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Arising or swelling. Okay. And he says that's an old leprosy. That was necessarily surfacing.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
That uncleanness is surfacing. And so, get rid of it. You with me? Get rid of it. Now, who determines that? The Lord, not you. You may be sanctioned by a denomination and rejected by Jesus. We'd better follow the Word of God. Now, that brings me to this. And I may be jumping ahead of myself, but just humor me, okay? I'm hearing a lot these days that there are different ways that a person can be saved. It's not necessarily through Jesus. You know, if you do the best you know to do, if you're in a place that's following some other god, gods are gods. There's only one true God. Okay? And so there's only one way to be cleansed. No other god can cleanse you. No other method of worship than God's method can cleanse you. No one can be clean without coming through Jesus. He is our righteousness. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. No one else can do that. And so, to me, this is saying something major here. You better get your heart right with God. And the only way you can get your heart right with God is to embrace Jesus. That's why it's so important that we tell people about Jesus, that we proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so people can come to the knowledge of truth and be cleansed. But if they don't come to the knowledge of truth, they remain dirty. Now, you have to understand how I say this, because I guess it could be offensive to some. But in the travels that I've done and the things that I've been exposed to, I find that people who serve other gods are unclean people, not just spiritually, but naturally unclean. In the Old Testament, he's dealing with the natural uncleanness. In the New Testament, he's dealing with the heart, and you get the heart right, and the heart will take over the house, and the house will get clean.
Yeah.
You follow?
Mm-hmm. That's good. I had a conversation with some people the other day, and I'm thinking about this. So y'all try to follow along with me. This, the white in the skin that's raising up, this old leprosy's coming forth. And this person was telling me, wow, this man, he's really not nice to be around. He's just not nice. And the other person, both these people that I was talking to knew this one individual. The other person chimed in and said, yeah, but he knows a whole lot of scripture. He can quote a whole lot of scripture. And the other person said, yeah, but he's still mean. and you think about, as silly as that sounds, you can have the surface looking right, but if that inside is not cleansed by Jesus Christ Himself and the Holy Spirit is not dwelling within you, you're going to have a mismatch, so to speak.
It's not what you can quote. What do you live? See, that's the thing. This is what's deceiving people. They think because a person can quote a lot of scripture, that person's just a spiritual giant or whatever. No, it means that person probably memorized a lot of scripture. But what's their life? It's not what they're saying. How are they living? You follow me? And so the old adage, you can't judge a book by looking at the cover. You have to go deeper. Now, how do you do that? By the Spirit. The Spirit of God in you will bear witness to the Spirit of God in someone else, in a situation or whatever. And just like what Heather was referring to, you're not bearing witness to the spirit of the world, even though the world may quote scripture. You follow me? But the spirit in you says, no, there's an inconsistency here. They're talking clean, but they're unclean.
Mm-hmm.
This is not clean water. And you better be on guard against those things, because the delusion is becoming stronger and stronger. Our time's up, so we're going to have to stop here. We'll take a break. We'll get back in.
That was perfect. I thank you for that. They're talking clean, but they're acting unclean. Their lifestyle. Unless you're producing that fruit of the Spirit, you're acting unclean.
To me, there's a lot of houses that are rotten, that are covered with vinyl siding.
Yeah.
You drive by, it looks good. But structurally, it's in horrible shape. Let's get our structure right, amen.
Strong foundation. We might want to do something. You and I are...